Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That is the Apostle Paul, as he is brought to the end of his life, to the culmination of his work as an apostle of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the life of Paul was a life of adventure and of risk taking for the sake of the gospel. Kicked out of synagogues and hauled before civil authorities, Paul made the good confession of Jesus Christ in the presence of many witnesses, beaten and shipwrecked. He knew a few things about enduring hardness as a good soldier of the cross. He contended with false apostles, not with the worldly wisdom of clever argumentation, but with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, taking every thought captive to Christ crucified. Harassed by a thorn in the flesh, whatever that thorn might have been, Paul learned to trust in the all-sufficient grace of God, even in his weakness. Now, after a lifetime of missionary preaching, Paul, the apostle of Christian freedom, is bound in chains, locked up in a jail cell, awaiting martyrdom. What does Paul have to show for the sweat and the tears, the long years of sacrifice, a life of hard work? There are no retirement parties for him. He doesn't get his picture in the Lutheran Witness. There are no videos that show the highlights of his ministry. The world is still the world. It was hardly ablaze with the fire of ecclesiastical glory. The congregations that he served would not really qualify as exceptional places of high spirituality and warm hospitality. Remember, there was that place called Corinth, with its multitude of problems, jealousy, sexual immorality, women attempting to preach, super spiritual charismatics, deniers of the resurrection, just to list a few of its most noticeable maladies. Or think of Galatia, a church that had so completely confused law and gospel that Paul says that this congregation was bewitched, enchanted, bedeviled with a fake gospel that was really no good news at all. What did Paul leave behind? A roster of healthy congregations, vibrant with worship and dynamic in mission? No, not really. He left behind churches hidden under the cross, congregations that live by the apostolic words, words that are spirit and life, words that bring life out of death and create faith where there was once only unbelief. Paul did the work of an evangelist, preacher of the gospel, that alone is able to give salvation through Jesus Christ. He proclaimed Jesus Christ, nailed to the cross, the righteous for the unrighteous. He heralded the message of God, that God himself was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, making peace through the blood of the cross. With every ounce of energy given him by the Holy Spirit, Paul struggled and he toiled to proclaim God's mystery, hidden for ages, but now revealed in Jesus Christ. And what would it get Paul? It would get him chains. He would end up in prison. But the word that went forth from his lips was not fettered. It accomplished the purpose for which God sent it. Like a drink offering, Paul's life would be poured out, the cup would be emptied, drained dry. The judgment of an unrighteous Roman judge would shortly bring the apostle to death. But in the face of that impending death, Paul trusted the righteous judge, the Lord of heaven and earth, who would crown him with the victory, and not only him, but all who have loved the appearing of our Lord Christ. Many of you in chapel this morning are nowhere near the end. Rather, you are at the beginning of a life of service to the gospel as you prepare for the pastoral office. Three weeks deep into summer Greek, some of you might conclude that you are not even near the track, still plodding around, trying to find the starting line as you trip over verbs and are lost in the mystery of this archaic tongue. But take courage. Paul's ending speaks to your beginning. His faithfulness to Jesus Christ beckons you to ready yourself for the race. His well-fought fight invites you to make the most of these days. As you are formed and shaped by prayer and careful study, to carry on that work that Paul entrusted to Timothy and has now been given to us. Paul's end is where you begin. Listen to his legacy, for indeed it is his testament, not only to Timothy, but to all who serve in the office of the Holy Ministry, and all who aspire to that office. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. The words of Pastor Starkey's hymn point the way. Lord, give us faith to walk where you are sending, on paths unmarked, eyes blind as to their ending, not knowing where we go, but that you lead us, with grace precede us. You, Jesus, you alone deserve all glory. Our lives unfold, embraced within your story, past, present, future, you the same forever, to fail us never. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.